AI briefing, June 6, 2026. Okay, Kim, Progressed One Daily AI briefing. The big story today is the compute wars. Anthropic already signed a deal with SpaceX for server capacity back in May. Now Google has followed suit, inking its own short-term agreement with SpaceX to meet surging demand for Gemini Enterprise. Even the satellite launching company is now an AI infrastructure provider. What a timeline. Anthropic also published a striking statement on recursive self-improvement, arguing that AI systems capable of fully autonomously designing their own successors could arrive sooner than most institutions are ready for. They're careful to say it's not inevitable, but the tone is clear. The window for preparation is narrowing. OpenAI's upgraded memory system is rolling out to everyone. The so-called dreaming feature lets ChatGPT sort through your conversation history in the background and build a persistent profile of preferences and facts. Free users get it in the coming weeks. Plus and Pro users have it now. This shift from stateless chats to long-term AI memory is quietly one of the most important product moves of the year. The cost story is getting wilder. A new survey reveals that 92% of US developers now use AI tools daily, with 46% of all new code being AI generated. But here's the catch. Trust in AI generated code has dropped from 77 to 60%, and about 45% of AI code samples contain OWASP top 10 vulnerabilities. Uber reportedly burned through its entire 2026 AI coding budget in just 4 months. Token usage in agentic workflows is 40 times higher than simple chat. The industry is waking up to the fact that AI isn't just a productivity tool. It's an expensive one that still needs serious guardrails. On the policy front, New York passed a bill that would bar AI chatbots from presenting themselves as human companions to minors. It comes after lawsuits alleging chatbots coax teens toward self-harm. And Sam Altman has reportedly been pitching the Trump administration on taking a public stake in OpenAI, framing it as a way to distribute AI's economic benefits to the public. One more. Reid Hoffman is leaving Microsoft's board to focus full-time on Manus, his AI drug discovery startup. Another tech founder going all in on AI-powered science. That's the briefing for June 6th. Compute shortages, memory upgrades, budget blowouts, and the slow march toward recursive machines. See you tomorrow.